A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night, the Marlins began their final series of the first half. They were at AT&T Park in San Francisco, California, for their first of three this weekend against the San Francisco Giants. It was a matchup between Matt Moore and Dan Straley. Giancarlo Stanton provided the power. Dan Straley put on a clinic on the mound. With the recap, as always, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, the Marlins scored four runs in the top of the first tonight in San Francisco, and Dan Straley took it from there. A great night for Miami to start this three-game set against the Giants. Marlins win it 6-1. They improved to 4-4 on the road trip. Marlins came out swinging against the Giants starter lefty Matt Moore in this ball game. D. Gordon, an infield hit to start the night, and two batters in. Giancarlo gave Miami a first-inning lead.
A check at first and the pitch to Stanton. A high fly ball and a mighty drive. Going back, the right fielder, Pence, looking up. It is up, up and away. A home run for Giancarlo. 2-0 Marlins. Home run number 24. RBIs 55 and 56. And an early lead for the Marlins.
Doesn't happen often that you see a right-handed hitter hit a home run over that 25-foot high outfield wall here in San Francisco. Last player to do it from the right side of the plate was Kelby Tomlinson of the Giants in 2015. Last visitor to do it in this ballpark was Josh Harrison of the Pirates in 2014. Stanton's blast made it 2-0 Miami, but the Marlins were far from done in that first inning. After Moore came back to retire Christian Yelich on a fly ball to center, and Marcelo Ozuna at the end of a 12-pitch at bat on a fly ball to center, Miami strung together four straight two-out hits. Justin Bour single, Martin Prado a single, JT Realmuto a single. That loaded the bases for shortstop JT Riddle.
There's a ball lined out into right center. That gets down. Home to score is Bour. Behind him is Martin Prado. Two more runs for the Marlins on a hit by the rookie shortstop. And the Marlins have got a 4-0 first inning lead. And it's still going on here at AT&T Park.
Well, Matt Moore would finally end it when he struck out Dan Straley. But Moore faced 9 in the first through 36 pitches. And after just half an inning, it was 4-0 Miami. Giants got a one-out double from Joe Panik in the bottom of the first. But Hunter Pence hit a fly ball to center. Buster Posey had a very good play by D. Gordon to end that first inning. Then in the second, the Marlins kept the hits coming. A leadoff single by D. Gordon. He went 4-for-5 in this game with one out. D. took second on a base hit by Christian Yelich. And with two outs, Justin Bour added to the early Marlins lead.
Here's the pitch, and Bour swings and hammers the ball hard out into right center. D was off and running with the pitch. He'll score, and the Marlins have a 5-0 lead.
So 4 in the first, 1 in the second. That quick start for the Marlins tonight's our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Miami Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. In the bottom of the second, Brandon Belt leading off for the Giants hit a little flare out into left field against the shift. The ball fell in when neither JT Riddle nor Martin Prado could reach it, and Belt, who was just jogging down to first base, decided he tried to take second, but Prado gunned him down 5-4. That would be the last Giant to reach base for quite some time in this ball game. The next Giant to reach would be Buster Posey with a two-out single in the seventh. Dan Straley set down 16 straight after that Belt hit before the Posey hit in the seventh inning. And meanwhile, the Marlins were able to chase Matt Moore from this game after only 3 1/3 innings. He allowed 12 hits, equaling a career high for the second time. Gave up 5 runs, didn't walk anybody. Struck out 1, allowed the Stanton homer for more 70 pitches, 51 strikes. Corey Guerin got out of the fourth inning, got the first two outs in the fifth, but he couldn't get JT Realmuto.
Guerin's pitch. And a ball lifted high into the air to left center. Going back is Slater at the wall, leaping at the wall. Can't get it. It is up, up and away. And a home run for JT Realmuto. Number 8 for JT and his third hit of the night. And the Marlins have a 6-0 lead here in the fifth.
And at that point, the only question that remained was how far could Dan Straley go in this ballgame tonight? He had not gone more than 7 in his start for the Marlins. He'd gone as many as 8 in a major league start only once in his career. He set down 16 straight, as I mentioned, before the Posey single in the seventh inning. But then he struck out Brandon Belt to end that. He pitched a 1-2-3 eighth inning. A strikeout, couple of ground balls. So through 8, he had retired 20 of the last 21 batters he'd faced and 23 of 26 overall in the game. He was at 105 pitches at the end of the eighth inning, and he got a chance to start the ninth inning, leading 6-0. Don Mattingly sent him out there. First man he faced was pinch hitter Miguel Gomez, making his major league debut. Gomez lined to Stanton in right field for the first out of the very first pitch of the ninth inning, but with one out, up stepped Denard Span.
There's a ball hit high into the air down the right field line, and it is gone. Denard Span, with his sixth home run of the season, spoils the shutout bid, and the Giants are on the board. They will not be shut out tonight. It's a 6-1 game.
For Dan Straley, pitch number 113 was his last in this ball game. The Span home run brought Straley's night to an end. He retired 21 of the final 23 batters he faced and 24 of 28 overall in this game. Dustin McGowan came on in relief. He allowed a double to the first man, Joe Panik. He got Hunter Pence to ground to shortstop. Panik had to hold. Buster Posey walked. A wild pitch then sent the runners to second and third. Marlins had to get A.J. Ramos up in the bullpen just in case. It was a 6-1 game, two outs in the ninth. Giants had two men in scoring position. McGowan looking to slam the door facing Brandon Belt.
To the plate. And strike three called in the ball game. Belt thought the pitch was high, complained bitterly to Vic Tarapazza, the plate umpire, but this game's over. Dan Straley and the Marlins have beaten the Giants 6-1 here at AT&T Park. Straley with his longest and one of his strongest of his career, going 8 1/3 innings before departing.
For Dan Straley tonight, 8 1/3 innings of four-hit, one-run ball. Didn't walk anybody. Struck out three. Allowed the home run to Span on his final pitch, number 113. He threw 80 strikes and only 33 balls in this performance. What an effort by Dan Straley. The Marlins beat the Giants 6-1. For Miami, 6 runs on 16 hits, no errors, 8 men left. For the Giants, 1 run, 5 hits, no errors. They leave 4 in the game. Straley improves to 7-4 with the victory. Matt Moore, the loser, drops to 3-9. Time of the game, 2 hours, 40 minutes. And we play this one in front of a sellout crowd, 41,510. For the Giants, their 528th consecutive regular season sellout. Marlins now 4-4 in the road trip. They are 39-46, 85 games into the season. Now 18-25 on the road. Meanwhile, the Giants, who had won 7 of 9, fall to 34-54. Again, 20 games under 500. They are 17-22 here at AT&T Park. We mentioned Straley's performance. Also mentioned the 16 hits. Want to double back on some big nights offensively for the Marlins in this ball game. D. Gordon went 4-for-5 with a double. He scored a couple of runs. Giancarlo hit his 24th home run to tie Joey Votto and Cody Bellinger for the National League lead. He went 2-for-5, that home run, and also a double. Christian Yelich, 2-for-4 and a walk on base 3 times in the game. Justin Bour was 2-for-5, couple of singles, an RBI and a run scored. Martin Prado, a single and a run scored. JT Realmuto finished 3-for-4, 2 singles, a homer, his 8th long ball of the year. JT Riddle went 2-for-4 as well. He knocked in a pair. The only 0-for's for the Marlins in this ballgame, Marcelo Ozuna, surprisingly. He was 0-for-5 with a couple of Ks. And the pitcher Dan Straley, who went 0-for-4.
Marlins over the Giants in Game 1 last night. Game 2 comes your way this evening at 10:05. Chris O'Grady will be making his Major League debut for the Marlins. Fish family members, if you missed it last night, well, that is understandable. The ball game didn't get over until about 1 o'clock this morning. Your Fish family bonus code, that would be Golden Gate. Golden Gate is the Fish family bonus code. 10:05 tonight in San Francisco, O'Grady versus Samardzija. We'll be on the air at 9:35 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll join us along the Miami Marlins radio network.